Is there truly a way forward between the protectors of the mountain and the state over TMT? That is the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat's managing editor Jim Simon and Stuart Yurton reached out to mediators as they watched the saga unfold. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So what do they think? Can we resolve this conflict?
That's still an open question. And, you know, it's an open question of how you get people to the table. I just say to just back up a little second, you know, we started our reporting with the notion that the positions on Mauna Kea are really irreconcilable right now. You know, the protectors are resolute in their position that no telescope be built there. The backers of the TMT finally have a permit to start. So I do think Ige's decision to lift the emergency order and extend the start of construction, the possibility of starting construction, it still feels like there's a long-term standoff brewing up there. So, you know, there are multiple options, I guess, down the road. The state may try to wait out the protesters, and nobody seems supportive of this right now. Try eventually to clear out the protesters. But we wanted to explore this sort of idea, was it actually possible, and how you might bring people together to find a path toward this kind of resolution. So as you said, we interviewed several professional mediators, three of those, who work on these type of conflicts specifically. One of those, Susan Podziba in Boston, actually specializes in conflicts over sacred spaces and has worked on Israeli-Palestinian disputes and conflicts involving Alaska Natives and Native Americans. But the common message, I think, was fairly straightforward, but it doesn't really address the bigger question of how you get people to the table. But as they talked about, you really have to engage the protesters and other parties in a way that makes them feel like they're going to have a genuine seat at the table and a genuine say in the outcome. And that's really step one. And they have to feel that's true, believe they have a real say in crafting the solution. Obviously, at this point, that's not an easy task. And the other thing is these talks really have to ultimately, I think, and I think everybody understands this instinctually, they have to include, but not solve, but include all the broader issues intertwined with the Mauna Kea fight. And, you know, the struggle for sovereignty, addressing yes. some of the historical wrongs. As one of the mediators said, you can't negotiate in a vacuum.
I know that this standoff has been looked at in the terms of, yeah, this is, you know, is this science versus Hawaiian culture? And folks say, well, it goes deeper than that, like you mentioned, with sovereignty. I did have to chuckle, though, because you know, here it is now, Mother Nature intervening from the Governor Ige.
That's exactly right. The biggest negotiator.
Right. So, you know, it's like, okay, she's just going to blow in and, you know, everybody cool your jets.
Yeah, I do think that's created a lot of breathing room. And, you know, that's really what many of these negotiators say. You need patience, but you need that kind of room. Several of the people told me, you know, now is not ripe for negotiations. I think as Greg Chun, who's head of the Mauna Kea Stewardship Program at UH Hilo, has been involved in this for years, he was pretty adamant that this really isn't the immediate moment for that kind of thing. I'd also say that one of the things I found most interesting in talking to these mediators, particularly the Boston mediators, is the immense complexity that's added to this situation when these are considered sacred spaces. You know, as she said, unlike other tangible issues like copper or timber or something like that, sacred land really isn't indivisible. And most importantly, at least in your worldview, you can't trade it for something else. You can't be compensated for it. And I think she noted in many of these kind of disputes, and she's involved sometimes in disputes involving Israelis and Palestinians, as I mentioned. They just start with really different worldviews that can't easily be bridged, even if state or TMT officials are certainly sympathetic and understanding of those beliefs and those issues.
I just thought it was interesting that Mayor Harry Kim met separately with officials with OHA, the Office of Foreign Affairs, and, you know, the Royal Order, but that the youngins weren't included at that first pass. So
right.
Be curious to see what happens going forward.
Yeah, I think it's a whole different process, really, what these negotiators talked about than having, you know, these informal talks. You really need to get people, a broader array of people, including the protesters, a seat at the table to find some real solutions. How you do that, I don't really know at this point, and none of them obviously speculated on that.
Yeah, and I'm sure, too, they want to keep everybody safe. They don't want to see anybody hurt. They don't want to,
right.
you know, a martyr in this whole thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, keep everybody safe.
Thanks
so much, Jim.
Thank you.
That was Managing Editor Jim Simon with today's Reality Check. To read the coverage on the Mauna Kea issue, visit civilbeat.org.